Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Feudum. And I have the mastermind behind the game. I have Mark with me today. How's it going, Mark?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Barry?
I'm doing great. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself?
Wow. That's an open-ended question, Barry.
Definitely.
I guess you want my life from birth, or should I start a little later?
Let's start with your gaming experience and your company and anything like that.
Sure. Well, I've been playing board games my whole life, but it wasn't until the late 2000s that I discovered Euro-style games or German board games. And I was so enamored at how different they were than what I was used to playing in America that I became an instant fan. I acclimated to all of these rich mechanics from auctions and bidding to area control to action programming to worker placement to just all forms of resource management, and I was hooked right from the get-go. And I started playing a lot of those Alea bookshelf games. You know, you probably remember some of the classics. I loved the anything from Rainer Knizia and Martin Wallace, and then Rosenberg, all of Rosenberg's worker placement games I fell in love with. And then I started to toy with the idea of creating my own game.
Hey, I could do that. I mean, I've played enough games. I could make my own game, right?
That's right. You can't help but think about doing that at some point. And, you know, you have all of these different mechanics that are kind of circulating in the recesses of your brain. And you start to think about pairing a few of those together, and then and of course you think about a theme. I think I started with a theme, and then I started toying with the game engine, and I think I lamented that there wasn't really a game out there that I had played that had a complete economic ecosystem. That's where I think my game started. I wanted to create a game where there was an open world environment where you could kind of eke out your own medieval existence, and yet the game would still kind of tie together.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the origin or the birth in terms of the thinking of Feudum.
Okay, I mean, it's great. So let's go right into Feudum. So, you know, we kind of got the steps on how the idea came about. So tell us, what is Feudum and the gameplay, and what do people expect when they play it?
Sure. Well, you know, I think every game kind of starts out with a story, like, you know, what is the hook? And you've been banished from your homeland, and you enter this strange, fantastical realm. You play up to three different archetypal medieval characters, from the farmer and merchant and alchemist to a knight, a noble, and a monk. And each one has different powers. And you enter a map in the middle of this long board, and on the sides of the map, on each side are guilds. And so there's a game going on in the middle and a game going on in the guilds. And you try to vie for prestige in the guilds and try to reclaim your honor over the course of five epochs. You try to gain veneration points, if you will, by, you know, taxing towns and taking outposts and harvesting crops, pushing or playing your dutiful role, if you will, in the guilds by pushing resources through this cyclical economy.
Definitely. So, I mean, that's one thing that really drew my attention, just the way that it's all set up, and, you know, just looking at the board and how the rounds go, and this is one thing I have to say that is great about you did a great job on your Kickstarter page, because not only do you have a fun video that kind of catches people, but then you have, you know, the how to play and the rules and setup, and it's all very simple that you can cram it into those short videos and get all the information you need. So I, you know, compliment you on the setup of your Kickstarter as well to be able to help people understand the game a little bit more fully and get those people to back it.
Yeah, thanks very much. I worked really hard on that because I know that some people are visual learners and they would much rather watch a rules video than read a, you know, 20-page rule book.
Yeah.
It's actually 24 pages, but, you know, there's 4 pages of narrative, a little bit of fluff, if you will, to kind of enrich the play. But, like, 20 pages are just flat-out rules. And I personally love to curl up, you know, in my chair and read a nice long rule book. That's just something that I have always enjoyed. I'm usually the guy at the table that explains games to the rest of the group, you know.
Yeah, that's usually my role too.
Yes. And you know, you after a while you get good at leaving out some of the detail to get people kind of into it. Otherwise their eyes start to glaze over. And I had to kind of figure out, you know, how can I articulate a full rule set in a video and include just enough of the rules to you know, get people into the game and yet have it be thorough enough that you could actually play the game from simply watching the video. And that's what this 28-minute video does, this long 28-minute video does. It's been a labor of love, and I'm proud of it.
Yeah, definitely. And well, and the whole Kickstarter shows your labor of love. And as we're recording today, I mean, you guys still have about 13 days left to go. It's set to end on December 15th, and you guys are, you know, very like 300% funded. So that's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been kind of overwhelming. It's been a kind of a whirlwind ride. I never expected to fund on the first day and blow through my early stretch goals. It's a dream come true to not only unlock the production of, you know, my first expansion, but all three expansions that I've dreamt up. So I'm thrilled, but also I have my work cut out for me.
Yes, definitely. I mean, that's one thing with Kickstarter is when people, it's interesting. There's always books and stuff out there, like how to deal with failure and everything. But are there like books out there, like how to deal with success, like the stress of success, right? And that's what, you know, a successful Kickstarter is, especially when you have several stretch goals and you're just like, all right, well, here's another thing I need to do. And then, you know, eventually you get to this point where you're like, okay, guys, I'm done with stretch goals. You know, you're getting more bang for your buck than you bargained for. And you know, obviously, you know, adding the three expansions to it and, you know, upgrading the quality of the product and everything. It's, I mean, that takes a lot of extra work on your end of things. So that's, I mean, obviously you're busy and, yeah, stressed out in a good way, you know, because it's a successful stress. But you know, you almost have 2,000 backers. You know, that you have this crowd of people that want to get their hands on their game, and you know, it was very, you know, appealing the way that the game felt and looked, and you know, of course the artwork looks fantastic. And who's the Justin Schultz, right? Is your artist?
Yeah, he's my artist. But first, let me address what you were talking about earlier, like how do you deal with success? First of all, you mentioned, you know, almost 2,000 backers. Well, imagine they're all emailing you.
Right? Okay? Just like, oh, I can only imagine.
And you want, you know, you want to be responsive to them. And I try to be. I've lost a lot of sleep. I have been so focused on being responsive to my backers that I haven't paid my bills. They shut my water off.
Nice.
Days ago. I had to go in person to get my water turned back on.
Please turn my water back on.
I hired 3 interns. Because I'm a professor, you know, I have access to smart students, and I've employed several of them. It still isn't enough. I am constantly being approached by with co-publishing deals. I'm very excited to to be able to announce that I have a co-production deal from a game company in Germany, game company in Spain. I've been approached by a large game company in China as well as Brazil.
Awesome.
To localize the game in Spain, they want to localize to the Spanish, Italian, and French markets. In Germany, obviously German, and that means is translation coordination. That means my artist flowing in, more text into the rules, and different languages have different end up being different lengths. So, you have to deal with kerning and letting and
different meanings too, right?
That's right. That's right. And, a lot of these translators are very credentialed and have lots of board games under their belt. So, that puts my mind at ease that they know what they're doing. But I actually, you also mentioned the backers and the stretch goals. I actually enjoy rewarding backers with more stretch goals. In fact, I kind of am rooting for them to unlock the next stretch goal so that I can reveal even another one. We have it all planned out, and we've developed the art for it, and I can't wait to reveal it. People tell me that the last few days are crazy on Kickstarter, so I hope.
Definitely.
There's a little bit of a run up so that we can unlock some special things.
Yeah, that's something that I've had experience, interviewing several people that have their campaigns. There's a spike at the beginning and then it plateaus for the whole middle. And then the last week it spikes again. As word of mouth gets out there, friends are telling them, you got to get a hold of their games, or you come on such awesome podcasts like Sweet Kicks with Bricks and get exposure out there a little bit more. So I expect you'll lose even more sleep, this next week coming up, and hopefully your students won't suffer for it. But that's awesome that you're able to, wrangle some of your students in to intern for you to help you manage the campaign a little bit better. You need more hands on deck, when you have this much this success and the stress of success, definitely.
Absolutely. There's just so many aspects of the industry too. Like one of them is researching, like just all, getting badges for all the trade shows, because once the game is published, then you hit the you do the trade show tour
to
go out there and shake hands and meet your games community.
Well, definitely, yeah, and then get the game out to reviewers and everything, and all the cons. Prep yourself for the big Gen Con next year and stuff like that. And
right, that's a whole nother wave. Like I've been fortunate. I only have, because it's such a it's a game with lots of bits and pieces. I only actually have two working prototypes. Now they're both handmade, and they closely approximate the game. But I have to ship them from one reviewer to the next reviewer, and I've been fortunate that I was able to get lots of reviewers interested in reviewing a prototype.
Yeah.
But you're right. There'll be a whole nother round when the retail version comes out. I'll actually be able to have the luxury of, just sending lots of different copies out to multiple reviewers to play.
Definitely. And which will, make another surgence of people getting it through retail after the fact of it being, after Kickstarter and everything. So you'll still be busy even when the game is done.
Absolutely. And part of the trick is just trying to gauge demand now so that you can tell your manufacturer, in my case, it's Panda Manufacturing, telling them exactly how many you want them to print, because obviously there's economies of scale. The more you print, the lower the cost per game is.
Definitely.
And it's better to print more now than to, do a second print run.
Yeah, definitely. And after, you're done with a Feudum, I mean, you're probably going to move on to the next game and then go through this whole cycle once again.
That is the dream.
That's right. Living the dream, professor by day, game designer by night. So, Mark, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the show today. Why don't you tell people more where they can find out either about you or about Feudum?
Sure. Well, you can go to Kickstarter.com and just type in FEUDUM and you'll be able to find Feudum that way. You can also go to oddbirdgames.com/Feudum and that will redirect you to the Kickstarter page. And if, and at the base of the Kickstarter page, there's a little bio about me if you, you know, are curious about me or the artist, Justin Schultz. I think he's far more interesting than I am. he's from Jackson, Mississippi, and you know, he is not only my artist, but he's my friend. He is a big part of the success of Feudum. So shout out to Justin Schultz.
Awesome. Great. And we'll, of course, we'll have all links in the show notes for easy access for you guys. Mark, once again, thank you for coming on the show and good luck for the rest of your campaign and all your other future projects.
Thank you so much, Barry.
And thanks to Dan Patrice. He's Dan the Board Game Man. He created our intro and outro, and you could find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.